Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Hey guys, with everyone practicing social distancing, life can get pretty lonely. That's why we're giving away a 30-day free trial to Gas Digital Network's premium service. Gas Digital features some of the most cutting-edge and hilarious podcasts on the planet, with 22 shows and over 8,000 hours of content that you cannot find anywhere else. Subscribers get early access, new episodes that are both uncensored and ad-free, plus you get every single episode we've ever done on demand in HD. Sign up now and get 30 days of Gas Digital's premium service for free with code TOPICS30. That's TOPIX30 at gasdigitalnetwork.com. Once again, that's promo code TOPICS30 at gasdigitalnetwork.com for a 30-day free trial. All right, let's start the show.
Everybody, and welcome to another episode of Broad Motherfucking Topics. I'm your host, Kim Congdon, here with my co-host,
Alex Scarlato. What's up, everybody?
Alex, did you forget your name?
Did I say it wrong?
Oh, I thought maybe my thing glitched. It sounded okay. Like you said it wrong.
Alex Scarlato, for sure.
It's day 365 of quarantine.
Okay, for me it feels like exactly how long it's been, which is 15 days officially since I've left the house.
Wow, you haven't left the house in 15 days?
I left the house 14 days ago for about an hour to go to Michael's, and I was wearing gloves and a mask and all that stuff, and then I came home. That was a Thursday, and I've been home ever since.
You guys are taking it much more serious than my family here in Florida. I got to tell you, my family, at least themselves, will be responsible for at least 50 deaths.
I mean, to be fair, I don't think you guys need to take it quite as seriously as here, just because there's so many more people here that I think the threat is higher.
We go to the store every day.
Yeah, you guys are just running around the store coughing down the aisles.
No, no one's coughing. We're wearing a mask and gloves and being super careful and disinfecting everything that comes in the house. But we are going every day.
Okay.
I tell my family every day, I'm like, buy two gallons of milk because we run out in 3 days. So just get two and we don't have to go to the store for a week. We can go once a week. Much safer than going every day. And yeah, they just don't do it. And we just go to the store every day. And literally, my sister's boyfriend was like, I really want to go get a bag of chips at Publix. I'm like, we're not going to Publix for chips.
No,
we literally had to fight my sister's boyfriend to not go to his friend's house.
It's like one of those like cooking shows when you get to the supermarket now. You're like, I have one chance and I have 5 minutes to grab everything that I need. And if I don't get it, I'm fucked. I won't have the ingredients. It's the beginning and end of it.
Yep.
It's like
that supermarket race,
sweep,
yes,
or whatever.
What was it called? Yeah.
Supermarket sweep. Is that
yes,
correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. It's crazy. I don't know. I mean, the quarantine snacks, I'm living for it though. I got to tell you, I am snacking. I'm snacking.
My parents downstairs and I just had like chips and dip with like salsa and cheese, like we were at a fucking party. It's Wednesday afternoon and we're just all in the house. Like,
yeah. You know what I keep doing? I keep eating cups and cups of grapefruits.
I know. On last week's episode, you ate like 12 grapefruit equivalent.
When I tell you, Alex, that my stomach does not like grapefruits.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. It makes my stomach so upset. And every night, baby girl.
Kim, it's been your whole diet.
It's all I've eaten every day, every night. I'm so addicted to the taste. It makes me sick.
That's not good. That's really bad. You should try to switch it for another fruit. Like, you guys got good mango down there, right?
I have been eating mango as well. I've been eating so much fruit.
I'm watching you fucking shove grapefruit into your mouth right now as you tell me basically that it's going to give you diarrhea later.
It's not diarrhea. It's the farts that it gives me.
Oh, I get that. You
and
know
it's
what?
Like the painful ones.
Right. Where you feel it like brewing in your stomach for a while and you're like, oh, it's almost at its peak and I can
and
release it.
And you just keep
it.
Farting and hurting and farting and hurting.
Yeah, it's... But also it kind of like feels good when the fart comes out, right?
Can you hear that TV?
I can't.
Are you guys picking that up?
No, I'm good.
Okay, sorry I did that.
That's okay, dearie.
My family's also watching an adventure movie in the living room. It's a really different work environment these days, I gotta tell you.
I feel that. My parents wanted me to make dinner tonight for everybody, and I agreed to it all week because I was like, of course, I should make dinner every now and again. And then my mom just saw the look in my eye this morning when she came in to like check on me while I was working. And I was like, I'm busy. I have a lot to do. And she was like, don't worry, I'll cook. I'll make dinner.
So yeah, my quarantine snacks, I thought I was going to become a baker. Let me tell you, it's not easy to fucking bake.
Okay. I actually know a lot of the secrets to baking. I went through a baking phase.
Yeah. Have every single ingredient from every single thing you need. You need fucking yeast. It needs to activate. It needs to be not warm. You need fucking kosher salt. Your butter needs to be unsalted. And so there's so many little details in baking.
Not you only that, you need you a sifter, which is so important and everybody forgets it. And it's never in like a recipe. But if you don't sift your flour, it's just not as good. Like you need a billion things to bake. It's true.
Who knew?
I feel like only rich people bake. Like people who like really bake are like fucking rich because you need so many things. You need different like tins and pans of different sizes and
so
like
many
big
things.
Tin.
The yeast can't be in cold water or hot. Well, it's all these fucking rules. You got to fold. You can't even mix shit. You fold it in. Sometimes it's fucking. It's a nightmare. And let me tell you, every single night, me and my sister have gotten stoned out of our minds. And we've been like, let's look up a recipe. We bought flour. We bought baking soda. We bought vanilla. We bought eggs. We bought butter. We bought cinnamon. We bought sugar. We bought brown sugar. We bought all the shit. Every single thing that we find, we're missing one thing.
What kinds of things are you trying
like,
to make?
It'll be like something like, well, it'll say unsalted butter and we'll have salted butter.
With baking, you always need unsalted butter. It's
That's
like
what I told my mother and she went, oh, it's the same thing and put the salted butter in the thing.
Nah, it's different for sure. And then you need you some vanilla extract.
We have that.
Which that shit's so expensive. I went to buy vanilla extract recently and a little tiny can. Okay. They have like a lot of fake vanilla extract, which I didn't even realize is a thing. And then if you want the real stuff, a little tiny container of it is $12.
Yeah. That sounds about right.
Crazy.
You know what I was just going to say? You know, it'd be a fun TV show if you could guess the prices of things and win prizes.
Oh yeah, though that's fucking brilliant, Kim. Jeez. I can't believe no one's come up with that.
So I can't believe that. I'm really not very creative this quarantine, I gotta tell you.
Honestly, if you felt like that was an original thought, then it honestly really is creative. It's kind of like when I was a kid and I thought I invented sex. Like maybe I didn't invent it, but I was pretty creative for thinking of it, you know?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I thought of something and looked it up and it's already been an invention. I'm like, I could have been a millionaire.
Honestly, that applies to the first 700 titles that we chose for this podcast.
What else? Oh, you know what I'm doing right now? This is my latest project. I just ordered some air drying clay and I'm making a homemade mini pottery wheel. You know those little ones you see on YouTube that make like the little tiny cups? They're like the pottery wheel is like this big and it spins and then you like do it like this.
I've never potterized anything in my life.
Me neither.
Boy, that shit looks satisfying. Like you're telling me it only takes my finger to move like one little quarter of an inch over and it's going to put a little divot in this little tray that I'm making?
You know how I'm making it.
Tell me every detail.
I have one of those face scrubbers that like scrubs my face, right?
Okay, I love that.
And it goes like this in a circle. Mm-hmm. And I took the face scrubber off Mm-hmm. I ordered super glue, and I'm going to super glue a CD on top of it.
Okay, I like that.
And I'm going to make sure it's laying flat on the surface, and I'm going to do it.
I'm only concerned about the power of the spinny thing.
I was too, but honestly, the spinny thing is super powerful. And even when I try to like hold it down, it doesn't slow down.
Okay. That's
it's
great.
It's powerful
then.
Enough to where I can play. I was thinking that too, because I was like, I'm going to hold the clay and it's going to stop moving, but it's stronger than that.
If you're not making a TikTok video of this entire process, you're making a dire mistake.
Oh, you're right. I should do that. And you know what else I did before I left from New York to Florida? I didn't have a gas in my apartment to cook. So I cooked a burger over candlelight.
You told me you were going to do that when I was leaving your apartment that night. And I was like, Kim, don't try it. It's a bad idea. I want to know how it turned out.
I took a video of the whole thing. I made a full slider and I ate it with a bun.
You made a full, how big?
It was this big.
Was it good?
It took me 45 minutes, but it worked.
Was it good?
It was good.
Did it taste like candle?
No, it didn't taste like candle because I put aluminum foil over the candle.
Right. I don't know. Like, my brain thinks that like smells soak into things a lot more than they do. Like, when somebody farts in the studio, I'm convinced that that part of their shit particles have just like touched me.
They absolutely have. I've never been more convinced of something in my life.
I'm so convinced. I'm like, oh, like, I don't know who farted, but your shit's on me now.
I feel like the particles do be following you and they get stuck in your nose hairs.
Right. So I would imagine that, like, I don't know, like the candles, like smell would just like seep into the meat somehow.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess that didn't happen. I don't know science. This is just the way my brain tells me that things work.
Yeah, so I made a homemade pottery wheel. I'm going to.
That idea.
I bought acrylics. I'm gonna order a hat. What are they called?
With a feather? You look like you're doing a feather hat.
A painter's hat. What are they called?
Oh, like a beret.
I'm ordering a beret.
Okay. I like this.
I'm a new woman.
Do you have an easel, sister?
I'm getting an easel. I just keep waiting to find out how long I'm going to be stuck here for. I need to find a new art. Mine died.
Yeah, pottery, painting. Okay, I like it.
Pottery, painting. I might sell my farts in a jar.
I know you've been learning TikTok dances.
Alex, I am not kidding when I tell you, legitimately, my dancing has gotten better. My sister was like, you could dance a little now.
I'm like mad because, like, first of all, I took dance for like 18 years. I was just always bad at hip hop. Like, I could do like contemporary style, like all these other styles really well, and I could never do hip hop. And like when we practiced,
you can do every style of dance except for the one you need to look cool at a party.
Yeah, literally. Literally, I could tap dance my fucking face off, bro. You want rhythm? I've got rhythm. I've got starlight. I've got sweet dreams. But yeah, like last week when we were doing the, we were learning the like the dance to the Savage song or whatever, and like I'm so upset about myself throwing it back, Kim. Like I'm mad.
Sing it.
I'm like mad. Okay. I don't know the words. And it goes, I'm a savage. Classy, bougie, ratchet. Acting stupid. I don't know the words. I'm a savage.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah, you're a dancer now. I don't know what to say. Throwing it back makes me want to kill myself.
You want me to show you how my sister taught me?
Yeah, I look like
my sister come teach us?
Can she? Does she have the time?
Haley! Haley!
Yes, I just want to learn how to throw it back.
Okay, do you have room to stand over there?
Yeah, I could move things around, but like, I feel like first of all, can we address the fact that I just don't have enough ass to throw it back?
No, you can throw it back, dude.
You can throw it back.
Haley!
Next to no ass at all.
Okay. Stand up.
You're going to get on your bed?
I can't do it. Can you teach us how to throw it back on camera? I'm for just... strangers. Do you think you could teach us how to throw it back real quick on camera? Mm-hmm. You look beautiful.
Oh, she sounds like she's not into it. Maybe we shouldn't do it.
Haley, come be our horse slave.
I was watching a movie.
All right, Alex, at least you throw it back then.
I can. So I'm the one who said I couldn't throw it back.
You just said you wanted to. Oh, Francis is telling us not to throw it back. We're getting in trouble on all ends. Never mind.
Francis is telling us not to throw it back. Never were there words that are going to make fans fucking hate Frank more. Frank is going to be in the fucking doghouse.
He said it's bad for the audio episode, which I totally understand.
It's like, I get it. But it's great for the video episode.
Basically, you just move like a whore in that part.
However, whatever that means to you, can it be whatever that means to you? Because you I don't like whatever move like these bitches are doing. I clearly don't have ass for it. I don't want to lift one leg in the fucking air. These bitches are doing like this fucking dog hydrant situation when they're throwing it back. Kim, have you seen Drake's baby?
Yeah, let's talk about it.
I mean, it's a him, but yeah, let's talk about it.
You don't know that yet. First of all, I can't believe that all I needed to do was have a bigger ass to get Drake to come inside of me.
Bro, you are worlds prettier than this woman.
I look better than her.
You are 100. I would fuck you over this woman any day of the week, Kim.
I would over this woman any day.
I would put our friendship at us remaining friends. I would put our friendship in trouble possibly to fuck you over this woman because I'm so not into her.
I can't believe that. And look at, okay, this is not even the issue. Look at the kid.
I have a problem with the baby. I hate to say it. Move up. Go back up to the first picture.
I hate to talk about a child's looks.
But he got the worst of everyone.
He looks like the lights are on, but no one's home. He really does give that, like, he gives that, he looks like a baby that walks into the walls.
Listen, I understand that mixed babies come out with all different sorts of unexpected genes that are maybe hidden in the parents, but like, this is the whitest fucking baby I've ever seen in my life.
I've never seen a baby that was more not Drake's.
I mean, if I were Drake, I would be fighting so hard to like get the truth right now.
I'm sure he's done a DNA test. I mean, the baby looks like his grandma, which is a thing, but... honestly,
he's cute. He's a cute baby.
He is very cute. But honestly, cute. I think that my nephew looks more like Drake's baby than Drake's baby.
He does. And honestly, like, I'm really not hating on the baby. He's super cute. He's stupid cute. But like, also, I'm jealous.
Neither of them have blue eyes. It's crazy.
It is crazy. It is crazy. This is all from jealousy right here. Look at his face. Look at Drake's face. I love that man.
Me too. I could see never mind. It was going to be too inappropriate to say out loud in my home.
Fair enough. My point just being like, I don't know, out of all of the women who Drake has fucked without a condom, I'm sure, this bitch just got lucky.
How did she do it? What did she say?
I think that her pussy just snatched up his cum like it was like
it like, knew it was like survival mode.
She's like further evolved than some of the other women are. Like, her body knew that was some
to
money
suck it up.
Yeah.
You know, my pussy's not evolved. My pussy's slipped on some millions. Honestly, I'm not gonna lie. I've looked back a few years later and being like, really? I did that? I pushed for the condom.
Right? Yeah. That's never happened to me yet. But like,
oh my God, did you see what Frances said? How she got Drake?
Yeah, Frank, you need to shut the fuck up. Frank's like adding things to the chat to hate on Drake. It's wild.
Francis, don't ever speak on our man like that. You know me and Alex are actually in love with him and would physically fight over him.
I mean, we would literally physically fight. Honestly, Kim, if you and I just by God's miracle just happened to somehow get pregnant by Drake, like at the same time, like let's say we like managed to have a threesome with him and then we both got pregnant by him.
That'd be so fun.
How fun would that be? Like me and you, just Drake family. Like
I wouldn't even care if he dumped us.
Like not even. We would just be living large.
Yeah. Me, you and our Drake babies. Right. Our little blonde Drake babies.
Our little sweet blue-eyed Drake babies for some reason.
So cute. He's got those recessive genes. I love it.
I love it too. But like, unbelievable. I'm literally 2 years later, I'm still fucking pissed off that this woman made away with this.
How did she do that? What a genius. She like must live in like a lair somewhere where all the lighting's red and just like think at night.
She called it into her life.
Look at her.
All right.
This is her Instagram. Sophie knows better. Yeah, she does. She does. Honestly, I've never seen anyone who knows more, honestly. She's cute. She's cute.
She's cute.
Yeah.
She's cute.
She's cute. She do art and shit.
Good for her. Honestly.
For you, Sophie, a queen, a cum sucker that I wish I was.
The cum sucker I wish I could be.
What a queen of soaking up cum.
What an amazing like female evolution that would be though, if we could just like, if our bodies could learn to fucking dump the cum from dudes who ain't shit and then like soak up the cum from dudes who are going to give us spit things.
Out broke cum, it would be the funniest thing to guys because like your vagina would know before you did, like so you'd have sex and it would just spit it back at their faces. That would be so great. It'd be just like being like saying, go get more money.
Yeah, fucking dudes would learn from that shit. They'd be like, oh, wait, like, My ego is now broken.
I need a raise, boss. I got spit on 3 times this week.
Wow, yeah, I wish. One day.
Mm-hmm. One day. We will soak up Drake's jizz and we'll spit it back at him. If he's broke, he deserves a spit at him. Oh, get me out of this house.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I'm going a little stir crazy myself at this point. It's like I'm between this couch and my bed all fucking day. It's
my
crazy.
My family ordered a bow and arrow set today.
Did they really?
I swear to God. My mom's like, it'll be fun. We'll take turns.
How many bows do you get? How many targets do you get?
You get four bows and a target that you can pull the bow out of and reshoot into.
That sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're going to be really good at that. I'll bet you'd be great at archery for some reason.
I honestly, you know how I know the things that I'm good at. I honestly feel like I'm going to murder archery. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to be terrible at. Archery, I'm going to fucking kill.
I don't know. You showed me a sketch from your doodle book last week that I was literally have thought of 20 times since then being like, wow, I'll never be able to draw a person that well.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It was really, really good. It's like,
you know, I learned how to draw that from a TikTok.
Really?
Yeah. There was a TikTok that showed me how to like shade and it was literally a 15-second TikTok and it did it like really fast, but it was like something like I've never seen before. Like it was like, I like colored in fully the eyes very dark and then erased them and shit like that. And then it worked. It ended up working. It was like a 15-second TikTok.
It looked so good. I've been doing art based on TikToks as well.
TikToks, honestly, our new world.
Dude, I don't know. Can you tell me right now? I want to do this live. Can you tell me how to access like the stats of how long I've been spending on each app? Do you know how to do that?
I don't know.
Because I'm pretty sure that I've spent 23 hours a day on TikTok.
Mine's just when I swipe like this, it tells me.
I have to download that shit. I don't get that, but man.
My daily average on TikTok is 3.5 hours a day.
Okay, wait. My daily average on TikTok. Well, it went down. It's originally was at eight and a half hours a day, which is really bad, but now it's down to 5 hours and 45 minutes a day.
That's still a lot of the talk.
Yeah, it's a lot of talk, sister.
You know what's crazy, though? I feel like I get a lot done in my 3.5 hours on TikTok. I scroll through a lot.
Yeah, I'm usually scrolling for like 3 hours before I go to sleep and then like a few hours in the morning. Mm-hmm. But I mean, 5 hours and 45 minutes and the maximum length of a video is 1 minute long. So that's a lot of videos.
Yeah, you're watching a lot of fucking videos.
That's what's 60 times 4?
204.
Yeah, 240 plus 45. 285 TikToks a day.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good amount. You're getting up there.
It's like quarantine life, babe. You know? What am I going to do?
I'm still being embarrassing on TikTok, like messaging guys like, how old are you? Where do you live?
Kim, your shit went viral. Your shit's been coming up on my For You page. It's so exciting. I'm scrolling past random people from Middle America for an hour straight, and then I come across my best friend. How fun is that?
I had a couple virals this weekend.
Dude, one of your videos came up as viral, and I watched it, and I was like, oh my God, that's so funny. And I liked it, and I went past it, and I never realized it was you until I went to your profile a few days later, and I was like, oh shit, that was Kim's video.
It was a good video. As soon as we recorded it, I was like, that's going to go viral.
Mm-hmm.
I knew it. It had that vibe. And then I had that tweet go viral. My tweet went fucking wild.
Not only that, but when I originally watched the video before realizing it was you, I was scrolling through the comments, just creeping through comments, which is like half the fun. And all of the comments are like, I'm here for the chick in the white bathing suit. Chick in the white bathing suit, low-key so fucking hot, blah, 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 all this shit. And then a few days later, I scroll back and I was like, oh, chick in the white bathing suit, that was Kim.
Yes, it was, sister. Yes, it was. Oh, shit, there it is.
There it is.
There's the talk. Oh, my gosh, look at that. And that is my ass. Put that on Reddit, you fuckers.
Viral as fuck. Did he mean to continue running?
No, we tried to tell him to stop, but he forgot. It was like perfect timing. It was perfect.
I love that.
And then my other one went crazy.
I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen my other one? Girl, my tweet, it went viral. It went crazy viral. I don't know what that means. It did nothing.
You're still in your house.
It's been viewed by over... Look, let me show you. Twitter will tell me. It's been viewed over 19 million times.
That's pretty fucking dope.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Literally not a penny from it. My mom was like, cool, how much did you make? And I was like, well, that's not really the point. So that's
not how it works, mom.
She was like, but you don't have a job and this is your career. So, and I was like, yeah, that's a good point, but still.
Damn. Yeah, I don't understand. I don't understand how making money on social media works. Like, I know people are doing it, but like...
I feel like we should know. but this is some info I should know.
Yeah, but like, it's like how, like... I mean, I'm assuming Charlie's a billionaire, right? Like,
you know what would be a good business?
What?
If you had like a business called viralads.com, and as soon as your tweet started going viral, you could sell the tweet underneath spot that everyone sees when they click on the tweet, and you could put an ad there.
I like that. Can you decide whose tweet underneath appears first?
Yeah. Oh. Like if you tweet, it's like my viral tweet, I can click on it and I can say add another tweet. And so whenever people click on it, they'll see my tweet and the first comment will be whatever I wrote next. And that's how people like plug their shit.
I like that.
That's smart, right?
Yeah, I would go out to like everyone who sees the video.
You guys, if you have a company and you want to give us money, I'll make another viral tweet and I'll put you in my under viral tweet for $1,000. It's over. It's 19 million views for $1,000. That's a great deal.
Yeah, that's, I'm saying you're short selling that, I think.
Mm-hmm. That's a first time special.
First time special, baby.
I'm so jealous that you get to smoke in your house. I have to smoke my dumb porch with my dumb nephews around and dumb 2 years old. Fucking idiot.
But you have like nice weather where you're at.
Oh my God, it is. Every day is the sun is just slightly kissing me upon the forehead.
Bro, I had my windows open here so that this room wouldn't be like full of weed smoke. And mm-hmm. I was so cold that my nipples actually came fully through my shirt. They were just sitting on the outside.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that's well, hopefully really if someone bad. Was looking in your window, you gave them a little quarantine gift.
No, I opened up this chat meeting with Bobby and fucking Frank, and Bobby was like, Alex, are you cold? It's freezing out. I don't know what to say. It's awful here.
Oh, God. I'm sorry. Do you want to know what the temperature here? Does that make you feel better?
Go ahead. Tell me. I do.
It's 85.
No.
Today's a little chilly, to be honest.
I should have just come down to Florida for like a 2 month break.
You should have.
Quarantine with you.
That would have been fun.
Yeah. Well, fuck.
Well, sister, I'll see you in June, probably.
Jesus.
I think it's going to be till June.
I think so, too. It seems like it's going to be, like, extended for a lot longer than we originally planned for.
Yeah, definitely. All right, you guys, let's take a second real quick to talk about our sponsors, Ridge. These guys carry a bunch of really, really, really cool shit. They have backpacks, chargers, and one of my favorite products they carry is the Ridge wallet. Yeah, Alex, have you seen this wallet? I mean,
this wallet is crazy. It's like a thing of the future. It does not look like what you're used to a wallet looking like at all.
They're like a super sleek wallet, right? They fit right in your pocket. They're super, super thin. They look like you have money. I swear to God, they make you look richer. They're two metal plates. They're bound together by a durable elastic band. They have titanium, carbon fiber, and aluminum, which ensures an option for everybody. I had a Ridge wallet and my stepdad stole it from me. Like I had it out. I showed him how it worked and he literally just took it and he uses it all the time now. I told him he could have it as a gift. He carries around the little, it comes with like a little screwdriver so you can fit more stuff inside of it, but it is so easy. You just pull it out, you pop it up, you pull your card out. You look good doing it. Like it's a sexy move. You know what I mean? It's like having
it's like
a sexy
exactly
card.
The size of a credit card. So it fits in your front pocket super comfortably. And when you pull it out, bitches are going to be like, oh, he has money. I want his cum, you know?
Exactly. The Ridge is a minimal front pocket wallet that's designed to streamline what you carry every day. It has 30,000 five-star reviews, and it's a better way to carry your cash and cards. There's a lifetime warranty if you love it and free returns if you don't. That's how confident they are in their product. It comes in titanium, carbon fiber, aluminum, and over a dozen different styles and colors.
Get 10% off today with free worldwide shipping and returns by going to ridge.com/broad. That's ridge.com/BROAD and use code broad. If you want, you could just click the link right in our episode description. Once again, that's ridge.com/broad, promo code broad for 10% off your order. All right, let's get back to the show. But on the bright side, if I may introduce this segue.
Okay.
On the extreme bright side, when we all get out of this, mm-hmm. Bad Baby will be of legal consent age.
That's what we've all been waiting for this quarantine to end for. She's going to be 18 already.
17, but it's fine in most states.
Oh my God, they grow up so fast.
Right? So like happy birthday and congrats to Bad Baby. You could legally get fucked now. And I'm so proud of you for making it this long way.
Damn, that's wild.
Yeah.
Man, people were wanting to fuck her.
I'll bet Dr. Phil already had a piece of that.
Dr. Phil already hit it for sure.
Right?
Like I've never been more sure. Like,
dibs on this one.
Dr. Phil clapped them cheeks.
She caught Dr. Phil outside.
She caught his dick outside. I wonder what kind of dick Dr. Phil lays down.
I wouldn't be shocked if Dr. Phil is one of these fucking major celebrity pedophiles that everyone keeps saying is like working and not having an issue.
I could see that.
Was that her on her appearance on the show? I mean, Jesus, she looks 28 there.
Yeah, she's a woman. She's been a woman for a while. She's about to be 17, but she's been grown.
Nothing's changing in her life.
No, not at all. It's all going to be just fine for her. She's fucking a pretty good rapper too. I'm not going to lie.
I saw a couple of her music videos and I was angry at how much I liked them.
Did you see the black and white one?
Yeah, where she's
it's
like,
so good.
She's got a really strong team behind her creating some good content, I think.
She also has a face to be on TV.
She's pretty.
She's gorgeous.
She got them titties too. You could say that now.
Yes, we can. this quarantine's got me pent up sexually.
Yeah, everybody's saying that and I don't know if it's just the breakup or whatever, but I have not been feeling it.
Really? I sent the same nudes to two people last night.
So I like that. A little crossover nude.
I was like, I sent it and I was like, hope you ain't friends.
But it's like in reality, if they were to, in some way compare them with each other, they're dicks for doing that. So no matter what, you come off like the victim, you know?
I know. It's really the perfect crime.
I love it.
Yeah, I sent the same nudes to two guys. This one dude, this dude that I banged. Did I remember when I told you I banged the dude from my high school reunion?
Yeah, you loved it.
Loved it. Best dick ever. He's in town.
Great.
Where I'm at. So his dick is so close yet so far away, 6 feet to be exact.
Do you think if you wore like a mask while you fucked, it would be okay?
No.
Just penis to pussy contact only?
We'd have to do it like laying opposites, like this.
Like you have to bend his dick backward from between.
Yeah, truly. We both have to lay on it. We both have to lay like we're doing a back bend. And then he'd have to spread his legs fully open. He needs to learn how to stretch.
And you got to slowly crab walk toward each other until you get contact.
And that way, I think that our faces would be about 6 feet apart. He needs to be taller, so it's not going to work.
Well, I'm sorry.
Or that dick need to be a little longer because we're not going to reach 6 feet. I don't know what to tell you.
I need a dick that could reach me from across the room right now, bro.
I need a dick like a pole. I don't need the whole thing for myself, just for the distance.
If I slip and I lose it, you throw it back to me, okay?
Honestly, there's like a window at my thing. I'm like, I'm about to stick my ass through the screen, poke a hole in it, and tell him to come fuck me through it.
Wow. What an image. Tearing a slit through the screen. Just finding herself a perfect.
My mom pulls up from the grocery store and I'm just getting fucked through the screen.
She just sees a dude humping the window and vaguely sees you on the inside.
I'm gonna throw up. That is the funniest thing ever.
Fucking the house.
Oh, quarantine fucking.
Oh, I don't mind that.
A glory quarantine glory hole. Corona glory hole.
Corona glory holes are going to be a thing in 2 weeks. If this can, I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, fuck.
How could, like, if you lay a tarp up and have your person just come meet you at the tarp kind of thing?
I'm about to do that legitimately. That screen idea is not so bad. I gotta ask my mom to take the shutters off the windows.
Just be like, my hours of operation are gonna be very late at night. I promise none of the neighbors will see.
You might have to hose down the screen window tomorrow.
Somebody help me wipe my window so when all of this is done.
Oh my god.
Wow, yeah.
You could. Honestly, that's the cleanest way to do it. Stick your ass up against the window. He wears a condom.
And, like, the top of the window is closed. So, like, he's breathing on glass. But yes, the lower area
it's like a food buffet. It's like a golden corral, honestly.
I've never been to Golden Corral. Like,
you've never been to a Golden Corral?
I've never been to a Golden Corral. I've seen me a Cracker Barrel or two in my day, but never a Golden Corral.
The fact that you compared Cracker Barrel to Golden Corral just shows how you don't understand either of these places.
Well, I've been to, I understand Cracker Barrel. I always assumed Golden Corral is like a shittier version somehow.
The way that Golden Corral is such a shittier version, it's the McDonald's of buffets. It's like disgusting. It's fucking disgusting. They have a huge chocolate fountain that kids just like fucking put their hands in all day. Yeah. It's horrible. The amount of food they have, anything you want. You got burgers, sushis, steaks, mac and cheeses, Jello.
I want sushi yogurt from a place called Golden Corral.
We're going to a Golden Corral. I don't know what to tell you. We have to go to a Golden Corral together.
Okay, I think we should do that.
After this is all over, let's go get sick again.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm going to get fucked in my screen.
Yeah, damn. I don't know. I'm not feeling the itch, sis.
I think that's a funny quarantine sketch.
It's really good. How are you going to film it?
I'm going to need help from my family. This is going to be weird.
Oh, fuck.
My whole family's yelling at the same time.
I think I vaguely might have heard it. Yeah, I don't know. It's funny. Either you're not having sex at all over quarantine or you're having way more sex than usual over quarantine.
If you're in quarantine with a lover, you're pregnant right now.
Yeah, which sucks. It's like not a good time for it,
well,
I feel.
I mean, it's a good time. You got to be home anyways.
I guess so, but like,
it's honestly the best time.
We're all going to be getting right back to life slap in the middle of your pregnancy.
Oh my God, that's true. And you're not going to be able to work for more months.
Mm-hmm.
I see a lot of people that I know that have just had babies.
That's a perfect time for that. If you just had a baby and you just have
to be home for months anyways,
your husband's home with you, which was never expected or whatever it is, like everyone's free. It couldn't be more perfect.
I feel like these bitches knew about Corona all along, actually. These hoes are smart. They got that Sophie knows it all brain.
Yeah, no, they had more of that fucking smart pussy evolution.
They had the pussy evolution. That's true.
They were like, now's the time. I could feel it the way the moon is aligned. I'm going to suck up cum tonight.
Yeah. It's like when people make moon water, but with cum and sluttiness.
What is moon water?
Oh, this is, I'm on Witch Talk, which is the witch section of TikTok.
Okay.
And
with those girls, hold on. You're really either take it or leave it. Like, I either love you or I never want to hear another word come from your mouth again.
Exactly. But there's a lot of them that say that moon water is during a full moon. If it's raining out, you set a bowl and you collect the full moon rainwater. And then that water is like special. You couldn't like clean your crystals in it, or like you can like do spells into it.
I could bless myself and shit.
You can find out the name of the person you're going to be with a candle and moon water. Well, I've first seen initial.
That. I've seen that. Does it work though?
I don't know. I'm going to collect me some moon water next time it rains. I'll let you know.
Wait for it to rain on the full moon though. That could literally take 6 months. I feel like that's really special.
That is special water, right?
Yeah.
Water once every 6 months. It's like water from somewhere where they don't get good water. I wasn't going to say it, sis.
I'm picturing some sort of desert land or something.
Wherever Aladdin's from, it's like water from there. One time this guy asked me to guess his ethnicity. I was like, wherever Aladdin's from, which I guess is a rude answer, but who knew?
I'm pretty sure it's just India. Right?
Aladdin's from a not a real place.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They just took all of those cultural things and stole it for a fake place.
They made a fake name of the city. It's not a real city, but it's probably based off of the Middle East.
Something like Arabian, right?
Arabian.
Yeah, maybe that.
It does say Arabian Nights in one of the songs, so I'm sure. Yeah,
you know what?
You know what? I think we might have solved the Aladdin case. Agrabah is what they said. Yeah.
Agrabah.
Oh, the Thief of Baghdad. The fictional Arabian city of Agrabah. So okay. It's Baghdad. Let's not fucking pretend it's not. They're just saying we made it up so we can do some sales in America.
Yeah, but I guess when you think about it, none of the Disney princes or princesses are from a real place. Right?
Yeah. You know, like, what's fucked up about Disney?
What? Everything, but what?
My dad told me this one time. He's like, every single Disney movie you could think of, the main character, either one or both parents are dead.
Yeah, that's because Walt Disney lost his mom, like, shortly before or after he wrote Snow White, like, mm-hmm. really early in his career. And, like, soon after that, every single story that he wrote had to do with, like, the main character losing its mother or father.
It's really sad.
Yeah, but it's also, like, it's sort of like a weird thing to be pushed into every kid's mind. It's like mm-hmm. Disney's the thing that every kid watches, and all of the stories are like, I'm missing a parent. So it's weird how Disney makes us think of our parents, I guess.
Yeah, Disney's fucked up. Remember, like, all the things in, like, the Disney movies that you could hear, like, if you turned it up at the right time, it would say, like, take off your clothes. Or, like,
I remember the visual things, like, if you, like, paused the Lion King at the right moment, it says, like, sex in the falling leaves, and it's or real. Whatever.
It really
does.
Yeah,
no, it is real. Yeah.
Why did they do that?
I don't know. It's probably some kind of, like mass fucking conspiracy of some sort to, like, change the minds of people in one direction or another, sexualize what? Us. I don't know. Because, like, it is weird.
Like, there really is a dick in the cover of The Little Mermaid.
Mm-hmm.
That's a real thing.
Big old peeny. Maybe that's why I like penis so much. I love The Little Mermaid.
I love The Little Mermaid, and I do love a dick.
It all fucking lines up. Can hear me. You know what? I'll bet you Bobby and Frank didn't love The Little Mermaid, and therefore they don't love dick.
Bobby, Frank, do you guys love The Little Mermaid? He said true.
True. We're fucking.
Oh no, we've got a flaw in our science.
Let's just say it works 99% of the time.
Bobby may have dabbled on some. Oh, okay. Yeah, see, weird.
I love that Bobby loves his dick. It's like, if we had more guys out there who truly love their own dick, there'd be more people like Bobby Hutch, good, kind friends. Like
that was literally an Ariana Grande song, I think you just said. <That's
true>. It's like, I need every man to feel about their dick the way Bobby Hutch
you
feels
can
about
love
it.
Your dick. Say your dick is so beautiful, boy.
I hope that's a real song. I don't know it, but man, I want to be singing it around town.
Yeah. So
good shit.
That's good shit. No one's done anything really crazy this quarantine.
Not yet.
Like, people
quarantine's
have been
laying not over yet.
Yeah, give it another week. I think shit's gonna start getting crazy in a week. People are gonna start getting bored. I'm already looking for, like, new things to do. What else can I do besides do my spinning clay machine that I'm going to home make and archery? And I made a jiu-jitsu dummy.
I think you should start doing those videos. Like, I like the TikTok videos of people who are talking to themselves as different characters. And I think if you put a lot of effort into, like,
themselves as different characters,
like, yeah, like, you're one character one moment, and then you turn the camera around and you're another person, and you have different outfits and makeup and a whole shebang, that could take a whole day and be super fun.
It could also take a whole day and be so bad. It could really, I can hear my family literally outside the door counting and fighting over ration snacks. My sister was like, it's one for me, one for my boyfriend.
Why are you guys rationing snacks? What? If you're also
wings? Yeah. From where?
They thought of you.
Yeah. Well, five. Yeah. I want eight.
Well, I think we're gonna get like 20.
Okay, I'm doing a podcast. Can you get the dog, the baby, the wing order? Give me wings. Yes. Carson, come here. Come here. Come here. That's how I get him out and just ask him to be near me.
And if wow. Jeez. Well, you guys are going to the grocery store every day and you're rationing food like that still? It seems.
I mean, the amount of people that are here also. My sister's boyfriend, my sister brings a baby here, then the baby daddy comes through. It's crazy.
So you settled a little bit less than just not having anybody at all. Well, last week we talked about how the neighbor wanted to come over and
he's still not allowed.
Now he's fighting with you because he was not allowed over.
Yes. And that happened with my sister, and then now my mom lets her.
Okay.
But tomorrow night, they're putting we finally are officially locked down at midnight tomorrow night, Florida is. So they're going to be starting to stop people who are, like, out on the streets, I guess.
Is that the case? Like, I don't know.
They say that, but I don't
quite understand what I'm allowed to do. And I know for a fact that at some point next week, I'm going to run out of drugs that I need, and I'm going to need to go for a drive to pick some up. And I just don't know. I don't know what's allowed.
I'm just going to call up my local governor and ask them if I could stick my ass through the screen and be fucked or not.
I'm going to call up my city councilman and say, is it okay if I go meet my drug dealer?
Can I shove my ass in the screen and get fucked or no?
I know. I'm not asking if it's safe. I'm asking if it's legal.
I'm sick of it. I'm sick of quarantine. You know, it's weird. The hours in the day are weird too. Do you feel like, I feel like the days go by, if I could describe it anyway, it would be fast and slow at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's crazy because we're doing nothing. So they're very repetitive, but they go by so quickly. I'm sleeping until 12, not starting to move until 3. And then by that time, my mom's preparing dinner.
Yeah, I think it's because of the like lack of changing scenery. Like, at least like when you have a billion things to do in the day, like you could look back on your day at 8 p.m. and be like, okay, I went there and then I went to Gas Digital and I did 2 podcasts and then I went and got dinner and you could like quantify that. But when you're at home, you're just like, yeah, okay, like I was the lazy fuck in this room. Yeah, like I think I sent an email at some point. I don't know. I'm a piece of shit. Like,
yeah, I have not been creative at all. I've not been motivated. If you guys are out there and listening and you're at home and you just feel like a lazy piece of shit, it's okay. It's okay right now. Let's all just take a moment to be lazy and fucking relax. Because guess what? Shit's bad. A lot of people are losing their jobs. A lot of people don't have money. So just fucking let's just chill. Like, we have no other choice. There's nothing else to do besides just like take this moment and just not work.
Yeah. I feel like, there's definitely no sense in like making yourself feel bad for not doing more while literally the entire country is on lockdown.
Yeah.
So one of the teachers from my high school passed away, which is really sad. I didn't
from
have
Corona?
Him. Yeah. He was pretty young. And he was like, I didn't have him as a teacher, but I know that he was really, really, really loved. So RIP Mr. Lewinger.
Anybody listening? Pre-existing condition?
I don't think so.
Oh God, it's so scary. Any of us could have died, really.
I don't want to say for sure. I don't know whether he had a pre-existing condition, but I know he has like kids and stuff. It's really sad.
Oh, it's terrible. It's weird when you find out like real people are dying from it. You're like, oh, it's real.
That started to happen last week to me. Like suddenly on my Facebook feed and stuff, it was like, oh, like my sister's son has it and blah, blah, blah. Pray for him. This and that, it started to hit close to home really slowly.
There was a woman that was like 85 and she had it really bad and she turned down the ventilator because she said she had lived a really good life and to give it to someone younger that needed it. And she died.
I love her. Do you know what her name
really
was?
Sweet. It really is like, it's a good choice to make and it's like super selfless.
Not an easy choice to make, though.
Not an easy choice.
85-year-old Kim Congdon ain't making that choice.
85-year-old Kim Congdon's like, I'm living to 122, so it's actually rude of you to take 30-plus years. This dude's 60. He might not even do the great things I do.
It's honestly rude of you to even assume that I wasn't going to live to 122, you stupid bitch.
Actually, if I was 85, you would not be getting my ventilator. I don't know what to tell you.
But yeah, that woman is literally an angel. Like,
she's an angel. I am not.
And the person who that ventilator saved will probably never know that they got a ventilator because of her, you know?
Totally.
Like, so selfless. If I'm going to give up my life for someone, I'm not doing it unless the fucking person knows.
They better know, and they better honor me with flowers and balloons every year and make a whole fucking video.
I want it to be a huge thing where, like, everybody knows that that person's alive because of me. It needs to be enormous.
I want them to feel guilty for life.
I want them to think about me every waking hour of the day.
I want them to sleep, breathe, and live my name. I want to haunt them, actually, once I'm dead.
I would like for them to sleep on a pillow with my face on it so that they could say goodnight to me in heaven and thank me every night.
And when they sleep on the pillow, I want them to make sure that they know that their face is over my mouth and I couldn't breathe, just like I couldn't breathe when I gave up my ventilator.
It's true. That's what I want too.
So,
and we're so similar.
I know. We're like the same person.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Has it been a whole week since our last podcast?
No, I think we podcasted late last week because we were waiting to get our microphones.
Because we did this one, I was like, wow, the days are really flying. It's crazy. It's been 7 days since that.
Honestly, it's been so few days and I've done so little that I am immensely proud of the fact that we have just spoken for however long it's been so far.
I mean, it's been so few days and there's not even anything to like watch. You know what I mean?
I haven't had a new thought in a week. I swear to God.
I haven't had a new thought either. That's why I can't write, because I'm like, what is there to think?
it's all the same as it always has been. I'm just stuck in this house now.
My sister was like, you can read a book. And I was like, fuck you. Don't talk to me.
Somebody the other night was suggesting that I start reading. And I honestly wanted to be next to them so that I could hurt them. They were like, what? You don't read? Like you're so fucking good. Have you been reading? Oh, you've been reading all along. I'm sorry.
No one's been reading. Every time I see a hot guy on the train reading, I'm like, that's not true.
It's a cover. He's literally just got sunglasses on and he's fucking.
I've never seen a hot guy reading on the train and believed it. I swear to God. I swear on my life. Every time I've tweeted this before. Every time I see a hot guy reading on a train, I'm like, oh, he's a liar.
I don't want to make myself sound retarded. It's like I read once every couple years, like I read a book.
I read memes. those are my articles.
Every now and again, something piques my interest and I read it once.
Memes are my morning paper.
TikTok is my morning paper.
Mine too. I drink it with it. I watch while I drink a coffee. It's so nice.
TikTok and coffee. There's literally nothing that beats it. I swear to God.
It's a good combination. Every morning, me and my whole family wakes up. We all make a coffee and then we sit on the patio and individually with our phones on low, watch our own TikToks in silence.
I fucking love that. That sounds like family bonding time at its finest.
It's great. And then every once in a while, someone will be like, watch this one. And then everybody go, huh. And then keep going back to their own. It's fucking beautiful.
I really like that. I have to do it alone, which is kind of lonely. Mm. But also I wouldn't mind like dying with a coffee in my hand and TikTok scrolling in front of me.
Oh, it's so good.
I would just hope that I died on a really good TikTok so that while
it
I'm dead and
replaying.
Like people are waiting to find me, I'm giving something good like the views, you know?
That's good, yeah. And then everyone finds you, and they forget that your body's there because they start watching your TikTok and then they die next to you. It's like a trap.
Scrolling. Yeah, wow. That's like a really good horror movie.
It's a mouse trap for humans. That's actually really good. All right. Should we end it?
Yeah, let's wrap this bitch.
All right, let's do something exciting this week. Next week, I'm going to tell you about my screen ass adventure. Back home, back doors three.
Back home, back doors three.
You guys, thank you so much for listening to this episode of Broad Topics. You can follow me on Twitter at Kimberly Congdon, on Instagram and TikTok at Kim Congdon. Alex, what do you got?
Follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at I am Alex Scar. Go give my Twitter some love. It got stolen a few weeks ago. I'm trying to work on getting my old following back. Other than that, please subscribe to Gas Digital Network with promo code TOPIX30, TOPIX30. It's going to get you a 30-day free trial with access to every single show on the network, on demand, live chats, HD live stream, anything that you want. It's there. Go do it. It's worth it. What else are you doing?
Yeah. Go there. Go there. All right, you guys. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Stay safe, everyone.
Stay alive.